This is Job Corps, a one-hour program about Job Corps in general and Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. This program is written and reported by the students themselves. We are in our seventh year. Tonight we have stories about the Photography Club, Community Service, Making Waves, Day of Silence, Night of Noise, Running of the Fools, Celebrating Excellence Awards, a success story, and our regular features. Good News, Why I Came to Job Corps, and new music by Ellie Johnson and Tyler Denton. All this on tonight's edition of This is Job Corps. In the studio, we have student reporters Nicole Rahanek, Corey Eubanks, and Jesse Day. Student reporter Ellie Johnson also contributed to this program. Also in the studio is engineer Terry Wilson, co-producer. Okay, let's get started. Students were recently part of an art project. Nicole has this story.
Members of Tongue Point Job Corps' Gay Straight Alliance and Astoria High School's Rainbow Club collaborated to promote change as they designed and created a beautiful art piece that was put on display at the Art Walk last Saturday, April 9th. When I attended GSA's April 5th meeting, the students were leaving to the Arts and Cultural Exchange to finish their project they had been working on for weeks. They were very welcoming as they invited me to come along and even encouraged me to participate. When we arrived, students formed into groups as they made their final touches to their soon-to-be 4.5 by 20-foot fabric art mural. They used the fabric to make a collage that illustrated water animals and their surrounding nature, with waves placed down the middle to carry the colorful environment throughout the mural. It was an inspiring experience to witness beauty in the making and to observe our youth and young adults expressing their love for art and their passion to make a difference. This piece was clearly symbolic, but its title, Making Waves, says it all. While these students stand against bullying and harassment in school and help create a tolerant and discrimination-free community, Making Waves is exactly what they're doing.
Thank you, Coco. Jesse has a story about our photography club.
Jasper, what is the best thing about photography club?
Oh, the best thing about photography club, I believe, is the ability to go out and we travel. So I believe the best thing about that is you can go out, see new places, and capture it. Capture all those moments.
Okay, Jasper, why did you decide to join the photography club?
Well, I decided to join Photography Club because I'm a really artistic person, and I was looking for some way to show my artistic abilities, and photography came to me. I didn't really come to it at first, but I went on a trip, and I just fell in love with it.
What do you do with the pictures?
Most of the pictures, they get put onto a disc, or they are given to the people to put on their own flash drives. A lot of times we'll edit them, and soon we're going to be making it so we can take trips to get them put on actual film, on an actual paper, whatever.
How long have you been in Photography Club?
Pretty much week after I got here. It's been about 4 months, I believe, that I started doing the photography club, and then we started it up again, and that's when I became president of it.
Where have you gone during your photography trips, and who takes it?
For all of our photography trips, it's Lo who takes us in a van. We have limited space, so we usually, the past places we've gone are the beaches. Most of the time we go to the beaches, at least since our last trips. Before this new photography club, we went to Astoria at night, took a lot of city pictures, light pictures. It was really great.
Do you need training for a photography club?
No. Photography is completely from inspiration alone. You don't have to be a professional to do it, but it helps to have a little experience with the camera you're using and how the angles work, lighting, shading. That helps the picture, but you don't really need that to be a photographer, per se.
Okay, Can anyone be in photography club?
Oh, yes, yes. Anybody can be in photography club. Don't let your don't let yourself think you're not worth it. It's a way for you to get out there and really show who you are and what you see of the world, pretty much.
How many people are in photography club, and how many people join?
There are about a couple dozen people in photography club. We haven't had that many people showing up because it's, you know, we just started and people are really confused about the schedules and all. We don't have too many people showing up at the meetings, but the trips we do have people signing up for, so we're going to start trying to get people involved in the meetings as well. But
what is your job, and what are your best techniques that you do in photography club?
Well, my job is pretty much to be the bridge between, well, Lo and the photography club and the people, the members who join it. I'm the person to go to when anybody has any questions. I'm the person who makes the pamphlets and the flyers and all that, and I go out and try to get people involved. And the other question was?
At a recent staff meeting, annual Celebrating Excellence Awards were presented. We'll share these throughout the program. Here's Coco with the first set.
Besides being professional, staff appreciates Raydetta because whatever their questions or concerns are regarding employment, job interviews, health forms, or finding answers to questions about family medical leave or company policies, Raydetta will do the homework and get back to them. She is always polite and respectful. Her assistance is always appreciated. As people know, she will always get back to them with a response to all of their concerns. Supervisors are better able to perform their job responsibilities with the information she gives them, and it is very much appreciated. We are glad she joined Tongue Point's team, and we are pleased to recognize HR Specialist Raydetta Castle as the 2011 Celebrating Excellence Support Services Employee of the Year. Ababa entered Tongue Point Job Corps Center on September 2nd, 2008, with very limited English and many life challenges looming over her from her past. She started her training mostly in education, working with the ESL program and taking English classes. At the end of October 2008, she enrolled in the high school program and completed her high school classes in September 2009. Ababa began training as a medical assistant on February 2010. She continued to seek assistance in educational classes, taking her original TAPE scores from 466 to 584 in reading and 498 to 577 in math. After Ababa completed medical assisting and work-based learning, she enrolled in the college program in June 2010. She holds a 3.57 GPA. Ababa is always positive and continues to do whatever she can to work towards her dream of someday becoming a doctor. She has truly taken advantage of all that Job Corps has to offer, and she continues to consider ways that she can become an asset to others who may have challenges in their future. We are very proud to select Ababa Dunsmore as the 2011 Celebrating Excellence Scholar of the Year. This department has the responsibility of working with students' concerns and challenges related to all aspects of Job Corps, as well as issues from home life and beyond. The team functions well together, supports each other, and strives to find the best solutions. The time the counselors spend in the classroom is a very valuable support to the instructors. Each member of the team is knowledgeable about more than just their own caseloads. With lots of energy and enthusiasm, they are always willing to go the extra mile to help students or staff. We are pleased to recognize the Staff and Counseling Services as the 2011 Celebrating Excellence Team of the Year. Donna Nagy, Brenda Carr, Vonda Buchanan, Pam Korber, Patty McDowell, Katrina Morell, Joni Randolph, Lance Rutledge, Mike Stefik, Marcy Swenson, and Norma Verley.
Thank you, Coco. We had the privilege of recording Ellie Johnson and Tyler Denton playing violin and guitar duets. Here's their first piece, Golden Slippers. Thank you. In the studio, we have Corey Eubanks. Tell us a little about yourself and why you came to Job Corps.
I live in White City, Oregon. I came to Job Corps 6 months ago because I saw my friends graduate high school, and with a high school diploma, even though they graduated high school, I saw them getting mediocre jobs as a McDonald's, Burger King, and working at stores. This was not enough to support them. As I was on track to graduate, my family and friends mentioned Job Corps. My father, my brother, and my Uncle John have also attended Job Corps. They have all graduated with degrees in... woodworking, plastering, and glassworking. They have not just grown physically, but mentally as well. I'm in the plastering trade. I attendedly wanted to go into dental, but when I made a trade visit to plastering, it was so much fun I could see myself doing it as a career. I live in Residence 3, which is the foundation dorm. New students will come to Res 3, and I will show them how the rules go in Job Corps and get them situated.
So you recently participated in a community service event. What did you do, and how did you get involved, Corey?
Well, a security guard at Tongue Point Job Corps offered me to help with a bottle tagging event that the Warrington and Astorian Police Department were running. I thought about it, and by thought, I have seen alcoholism and what it does to families and friends. I thought maybe I can stop just one person from becoming an alcoholic by doing this. So me and Chris Porter were chaperoned by Brandon Peterson, a Job Corps security guard, and a cop in training. We went around to local businesses like the Shell Station and Safeway to put red tags on alcohol beverages to try to remind patrons not to supply alcohol to minors under the age of 21.
Thank you, Corey. That was a worthy project. We appreciate your assistance. Next up, Coco's here to let us know about the Day of Silence.
Everyone has the right to free speech, but do we ever think about the voices we don't hear? Even though vocalization is the dominant form of communication in America, we need to remind ourselves that sometimes silence speaks louder than words. Who is silent? What does silence say? And what does it feel like? People silence themselves every day to avoid being discriminated against. But when the Gay Lesbian Education Network conducted their 2009 National Climate Survey, statistics revealed what silence could not. Two of the top three reasons students are harassed in school are because of actual or perceived sexual orientation and gender expression. Nearly 9 out of 10 gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender students reported experience harassment on school campus, while 2/3 reported feeling unsafe because of their sexual orientation. Their survey showed that students who were honest about their sexual identity in school had increased levels of victimization. Increased levels of victimization were related to increased levels of depression and anxiety and decreased levels of self-esteem. Even though being open resulted in negative repercussions for LGBT students, the survey also showed that being open was related to higher levels of psychological well-being as well. On Friday, April 15th, hundreds of thousands of middle school to college students, teachers, and staff from school campuses across the country participated in the Day of Silence to bring attention to this issue. The Day of Silence is a national event in which people of all beliefs, backgrounds, and sexual orientations work together proactively to heighten awareness of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender name-calling, bullying, and harassment in schools. The Day of Silence is one of the largest student-led actions in the United States. Due to such publicity, there are many misinterpretations about why the day exists and what it means to participate in it. The National Day of Silence is sponsored by the Gay Lesbian Education Network, GLEN. GLEN was established in 1990 and has become the leading national education organization focused on ensuring safe schools for all students. GLEN recognizes the value of diversity and the importance of a healthy school climate. GLEN believes that a positive sense of self is the basis of education, achievement, and personal growth. GLEN is also aware of the degree to which discrimination has an adverse impact on individuals. It is because of this that GLEN works to do the following. Educate teachers, students, and the public at large about the damaging effects discrimination has on youth and adults alike. Assure that each member of every school community is valued and respected regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity expression. Support schools that seek to redress similar issues such as racism and sexism. To achieve these goals, GLEN partners with other leading education organizations such as the National Education Association and the National Middle School Association to sponsor two annual events, No Name Calling Week and the Day of Silence. The National Day of Silence is what GLEN calls the tool for change. By participating in the Day of Silence, you are showing your support for the students who have experienced bullying, harassment, and or discrimination. This event is your opportunity to let them know that they are not alone and to contribute to improving school climates for all students. There is no single way to participate, just as long as it is positive, effective, and approved with their schools and instructors. The right to speak includes the right not to speak. And although public schools must respect students' right to free speech, many are unaware that this right doesn't necessarily pertain to a classroom setting. Generally, if a teacher addresses a student in class, the student does not have a constitutional right to refuse to respond. This is why those who participated in the Day of Silence discussed their plans with their schools, teachers, and peers ahead of time. Throughout the day, people wore buttons or t-shirts, and others handed out speaking cards and stickers as means to inform their peers of their participation or to express their support for the cause. Due to Friday's graduation ceremony, Tongue Point Job Corps Center was unable to participate in the National Day of Silence. However, students and staff are currently planning on Friday the 29th, when the center will celebrate an independent day of silence. That night, GSA will host a center-wide party, which they are calling the Night of Noise. There will be food, a dance, and students are being encouraged to dress up and enter the costume contest. Only those whose costume is in accordance to the theme Kings to Queens will be eligible. For further information regarding LGBT bullying and harassment, visit www.gslen.org.
Thank you, Coco. I'm looking forward to an update next month to hear how our celebration on center went. Corey has the next set of Celebrating Excellence Awards.
Mike does an amazing job helping all the students develop career plans and goals from their first day in the vocation. He reminds students of their goals, supports their efforts, and works with them to remove their barriers. Mike also talks with students about advanced training and achievements. Classes, field trips to gain as much information as possible about apprenticeships and employment opportunities. He works closely and comfortably with instructors and career transition specialists. He lives teamwork and has been a model of the 360 concept before it was thought of and put into effort. They know what they want and have already registered employees and advanced training. Instructing with students, Mike is always positive, and when a student needs critical feedback, Mike provides it in terms which the supportive and affirmatives. His sense of humor and puns make him a joy to work with, as does his Celebrating Excellence Social Development Employees of the Year. Jessica is always equipped with a smile and positive attitude. She oversees a fun and well-run dorm, and she brings energy, creativity, and organization to everything she does. As a former Tongue Point student, she easily connects with students and offers them a queer positive on how to achieve their goals and be successful in the program. The challenge of supervising the new foundation dorm. The center is fortunate to benefit from the consistently high standards, performance, and distractions she brings to her job each day. We are pleased to recognize Residence Living Supervisor Jessica Jensen as the 2011 Excellence Supervisor of the Year. Craig's long career as Tongue Point has given him tremendous insight into students' motivations and selections. He shares his knowledge and observations at the weekly student scheduling meeting, and through his help, we can better fit vocations to each student's needs and opportunities. Craig volunteers his time to tutor students in math and to serve as one of the center's equal opportunity officers. He motivates and encourages students to serve for success. He has a great way of connecting with students, and students like and respect him. Even more importantly, they listen to him. We are very pleased to recognize one of Tongue Point's finest career preparation instructors, Craig Wistie, as the 2011 Celebrating Excellence Instructor of the Year.
Thank you, Corey. We have another duet by Ellie Johnson and Tyler Denton. This is Jenny Lind. Jesse has one of our regular features, Why I Game to Job Corps. Jesse.
My name is Jesse Day, and there are a lot of things in this world that we want to do, and a lot of things in this world that we do not want to do. I am going to just get to the gist of it all. The economy has not been very good in the years, and education has been expensive and scarce. I come to Job Corps by choice, and not because I wanted to do something with my education, but also I wanted to do something with my life. Where I was during the years after I graduated did not suit me. I looked for a chance to go somewhere else with my life. I found out about Job Corps through a trickle of people, not knowing what I was getting into and what I was heading towards. All I knew was the feeling in my gut that the place was going to be one to get on my feet. I came to Job Corps to get into culinary, then I transferred to medical assisting. Now I'm in home health aid, working on my nursing skills. When I complete Job Corps, I'm going to pursue my medical school pursue my dreams of becoming a natural pathologist and a sexologist.
Thank you. Ellie recently participated in the Running of the Fools. Here's her story.
On Saturday, April 2nd, our residential advisor, Kim Boy, took a few students to the Running of the Fools, a race held to benefit the Cowlitz Valley Runner Scholarship Fund and to help support the local girls on the run program. It's a 10K, 6.2-mile race around the Willow Grove Loop held every year in Longview. We had to leave by at least 6 a.m. in order to be there in time for when the walkers started at 7:45. The walkers are given a 45-minute head start so they can finish around the same time as the runners. I was a walker because running 6 miles is a long way. Everyone else decided to run. Our runners from Tongue Point were Brian Niram, Ryan Buchanan, Jason Baker, Josh Gonzalez, and Javier. And of course, our RA, Kim Boy. I started walking and didn't see any runners go past until I was on the 5th mile. But when the race was over, I got to hear about it. So, Kim Boy is here right now, and I'm going to ask him a few questions about the race and things like that. So, Kim Boy, what makes you want to take students to events like this?
First of all, it's a privilege to do this, and I normally take students to events like this. And one thing I usually research is to see why we have to pay for events like this. And this event, the Running of the Fools, has been good to us. They've always they have a good cause for girls who want to participate in running events, recreational events. And I've just found that we could find some good time and go have some fun, mixing up with some other runners, some active people around the community, and mostly around Longview. So, and of course, I like to race.
So how are you feeling before the race?
I'm a competitor, and I usually go through drills in my mind. And if you're talking about me, I go through my own rituals of getting ready. I warm up. But mostly I was looking out to make sure that all my athletes were enrolled and registered and everything was right for them, making sure they are on, they show up at the starting line, and more so be to make sure that they're aware of the weather, because the weather has always been unfair to us this time of the year. It's always wet and raining.
Yes, it was very wet and rainy. So I started walking before everyone else did, and I didn't see any of the runners until I was on the 5th mile. That's when the winner of the race came cruising by, and about a minute later, Kim Boy came running past, and I was very excited to see him. So Kim Boy, how did you feel when you found out you had won 2nd place in the race?
To be honest with you, I always go out to do my best, and one of the things is that I don't predict the results, and at my age I can only predict my abilities, which is a mind shape, am I ready to go. And I haven't been having a great season of training because of the weather. So 2nd place at 40 right now is an accomplishment for me. I'm running against some rascals who are 25s or below, so 2nd place is something I am proud of, and I'll go from there and enjoy it.
Yes, that was really exciting. And the winner was only 25 years old, so that's pretty a good accomplishment. There was a little confusion with some of our runners, and when they were running, they got to the 6 mile mark and they thought the race was over. They didn't realize that it was a 6.2 mile race. And it was Ryan and Jason, and it was actually pretty funny because they just stopped running, started walking, and were thinking about going back to the van. What did you think about that, Kim Boy?
You see, that's where I come in, and of course, I think it's the fact that they're not experienced, or they were just having a good time. And once they saw the slowing pace of everybody, they thought they were done. They saw the 6, they forgot the 2. And so I was behind a tree taking pictures. And lo and behold, here comes Jason and Ryan just strolling, minding their own business. And I call them out and say, hey, you are not done yet, boys. Uh-oh, they took off. And of course, they had a reason to take off, because right beside them was a lady in a stroller with a baby. And that can make any man who is just man, as they call them, go crazy. So they were chasing this lady on a stroller. And that was funny. I have them in pictures doing that. So that was great. It was, I think it was a highlight of the whole event for our group.
Yeah, that definitely was. Them telling the story about them having to chase after the lady in the stroller, trying to keep up with the lady in the stroller, was extremely funny. And at the finish line, they had Subway sandwiches, muffins, and fruit for everyone to eat. Because we left so early, none of us had eaten breakfast before the race. I know that's one reason I was going as fast as I could to the finish line, because I was starving. After everyone completed the race and had eaten, they started reading off people who had placed first, second, and third in their age divisions. Three or four students placed in their age group from Tongue Point. Jason Baker placed third, Ryan Buchanan placed second, and Josh Gonzalez won first place in the male group, 21 to 30-year-old. And also, Javier actually won all of them, but because he was 19 years old, he didn't place. But it's unfortunate because he won all three of them. And they were all surprised and excited to realize that they had placed so well. This was a good experience, and I'm glad that I was there with the other students from Tongue Point and other people in the community.
Jesse has the next set of Celebrating Excellence Awards.
Desiree is a can-do kind of instructor who uses her creativity and positive attitude in all aspects of her job. She is very organized, focused, and energized in her approach to teaching home health aid. She takes as many students as her classroom can hold. She is always on time turning her TARS and other work in. She volunteers to do extra tasks and is one of the first to come up with the ideas on how to improve a process. She is a tremendous role model in her students. She is always upbeat, funny, and good in a good mood. She takes pride in her vocation. She shares this with her students. She is always wants to be the best for them, and it shows. We are fortunate to have her on the CTT program. We are pleased to recognize Health Occupations Instructor Desiree Newberry as the 2011 Celebrating Excellence Education of the Year. Sharon's outstanding performance could be easily overlooked as she faithfully performs her duties. However, where one to more closely scrutinize what she is actually accomplishing, one would realize how great of a contribution she is making to the center. Sharon works closely with instructors and counselors to know the direction of all students she works with. It is definitely a team effort, and she is a vulnerable team player. Early on, a direction as to what advanced trainings, military interests, diversity opportunities, such as women in trades, and consistently revised outlook of current job market in areas of where students live are regular part of her daily focus. She encourages and arranges pertainment field trips and gets students out there to see job opportunities, trainings, and to hear firsthand from people in the fields. She works closely with all the CTSs, people in the field for each student who leaves the program, as well as stays in touch with them to encourage them and to send job leads. She has connections with such as employers and organization leaders, and also an amazing knowledge of the areas and conditions where students come from. She buys birthday cakes for students for their classes at their own expenses. She quietly does wonders that many do not see. Sharon is the essence of an outstanding Job Corps employee. We are very pleased to recognize Career Transition Specialist Sharon Haller as the 2011 Celebrating Excellence Staff Member of the Year. The counseling team is often referred to as the hub wheel, and Donna is the center of the hub. Donna strives to do whatever is best for the entire center. She is a team member who looks at issues from all angles, safeguarding all interests. Whenever there is a need, Donna tries to meet it, even when it is not very convenient for her. She is a unique talent of thinking outside the box. She is an excellent problem solver. Donna works diligently to support the center standards and the PRH. She tries to always keep an open mind every situation, make fair assessments, and find the positive in every situation. She executes her duties such as positive manner that her staff still enjoy coming to work every day. We are very pleased to recognize Counseling Services Manager Donna Nagy as the 2011 Celebrating Excellence Manager of the Year.
Thank you, Jesse. Ellie Johnson and Tyler performed a third duet, Back Up and Push. We have the good news with Coco.
Good news! In March, Tongue Point had 7 students receive their high school diploma. Congratulations, Ashley, Tabitha, Mary, Shamsia, Jason, and Scott. 15 students received their GED. Congratulations, Ryan, Samantha, Kai, Shane, Nikita, Cameron, Wesley, Kayla, Veronica, Kyle, Miguel, Danny, Turner, Kayla, and Robert. We also had 6 students receive both their high school diploma and GED. Ashley, Tabitha, Mary, Malaya, Scott, and Jason. 25 students received their driver's permit. Christopher, Javoris, Pamela, Antonia, Christina, Samantha, Bethany, Robert, Michael, Julietta, Jason, Michelle, Vanessa, Jesse, Philman, Brittany, Tyson, Michael, Kanika, Hope, Tina, Kyle, Jamila, Parker, and Azana. And we also had 21 students receive their driver's license. Elijah, Dustin, Leanna, Samuel, Samantha, Donna, Christian, Derek, Taylor, Casey, Noel, Scott, Zabian, Nicole, Christopher, Jessica, Michelle, Andrew, Carnicia, and Esmeralda. Congratulations.
That's a lot of good news. Thank you, Coco. Ellie interviewed a recent graduate. Here's that success story.
Hi, I'm Ellie Johnson, and I'm here with Leandra Massey. And she's been here a while, and she has some good news for us, some exciting news for us, and I'm just going to interview her and ask her a few questions. So, Leandra, how long have you been here?
Technically, since December 2008.
Wow, and what was your trade?
Dental assisting. Yay!
So, where will you be going? I heard you're going to be going somewhere pretty far away.
I am going to Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow. And do you have a job? Are you getting things figured out? What are you doing?
I'm working on a job. I just talked to my CTS person in Alabama, and she told me that there are lots of jobs in the dental field. You just have to know where to look. And she gave me the email to where to look. So that's where it's.
That's so cool. And you've been filling out job applications and things like that?
Yeah, resumes. I've sent out 30 or 40 resumes, applications online, everything.
That is so exciting. So tell us about Job Corps. What are some of the one things that you've learned while you were here?
I learned how to live with other people in harmony most of the time.
That can be difficult sometimes.
Very, very difficult. But it's worth it, though. It really is. Once you get past all the he say, she say, and you just keep your head up, keep out of the drama, and do your work, get it done. It's all, honestly, that's what it's about. Just getting it done. Education is expensive, and it's free here. And it's hard to live in the dorms, but it's worth it in the end.
I know. Well, that is awesome. I am so excited for you. Happy that you're getting out of here and getting a job and moving on with your life. It's exciting.
I'm excited. Graduation Friday. Next Friday. You gonna come?
If I can, I will definitely be there. I have a class in the morning, but... So, can you tell me, what is your favorite thing about Job Corps?
Staff members. Honestly, staff members. Because they actually care, believe it or not. And if it wasn't for specific staff members, I wouldn't be graduating next Friday. That's what it boils down to.
Wow.
So, we have two stories now from our March edition of the Tongue Point Times. The Green Team on Center would like to help us help the world. They would also like to bring to our attention a few of their convenient recycling locations. On Center, we have glass recycling bins near the coffee cart, carpentry, and the mail room. There's cardboard recycling near Res 1 and 2. If you have a collection of dead batteries, don't just throw them away. Bring them to landscaping, where they will be properly disposed of. Our Green Team has been in operation and effect for over a year. Initially, all staff, it has branched out to include any students who wish to participate. It takes more than just staff to save the world. They remind us that while recycling takes a little extra elbow grease, it is worth it in the end. They are trying to make things more convenient. Residence 4 is trying out a program that allows students to have their own recycling bins in their rooms. They also bring to mind that more things than you would expect can be recycled, like the cardboard sleeves that keep your coffee cup from scorching your hand, and the cardboard that's in the middle of a toilet paper roll, and plastic cleaning bottles. So make some effort and get involved. Recycle. And our Green Team does meet monthly, and we will keep you up to date on our efforts. In the meantime, we also have a recycling bulletin board in the administration building, just as a reminder and demonstration of what great things we can accomplish. Coco has another story from the Tongue Point Times.
Wet Walk Through the Point by Nigel Dumas.
In the all too short time that the point is open and the weather is nice, there's the occasional recreation activity to walk to its end and back. I'd always wondered what exactly it was those giant birds were nesting in. I'll be honest, I can understand that some people didn't have the inclination to deal with the drifts of cold rain. Nature isn't worth a challenge to most people. It generally isn't for me, but I had a job to do, and by the gods, go ahead and take your pick of which one, I'd get it done. So we set out, just the three of us, walking up the hill, past Res 3, and staff housing, and up a winding trail covered in gravel. It wasn't very bright, the sky being covered in Astoria's fabled gray storm clouds. I put on my aviator sunglasses to keep the wet snow out of my eyes. Once we got under tree cover, I was stuck by the peace of the place. Nature has a knack for enduring wherever we let it and reclaiming what we've forgotten. So it was when we passed by old World War II bunkers grown over with vegetation. We passed an old gazebo felled by the throes of a sea storm. Only the chimney from its wrecked fire pit endured. To the left was water, gray, choppy, and beautiful in its own uncompromising way, guarding its view from camera with a thicket of trees. All too soon, we had reached the end of the trail, and so too was the uneasy truce I'd been holding with the sky. It started to soak us in earnest now as we made our way back. I said my goodbyes and thank yous and made it to dinner just in time, albeit dripping wet. Do I regret it? No. I recommend visiting the land of the eagles.
Thank you. That was very evocative. Now, we have an Easter weekend coming up. It's going to be a 3-day weekend for our students, so I'm going to open up the microphones and see if any of you have any plans. Coco, do you have any plans for our 3-day weekend?
Homework, homework, homework. Yay!
Now, you don't get a real 3-day weekend, do you? You have classes on Fridays? Or do you have Fridays off?
My specific schedule, I have Fridays off.
Oh, so you do get a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Good.
Technically, yes.
So you're going to be doing homework all weekend. Jesse, do you have any plans?
I'm probably just going to hang out in Astoria, take some time and go to dinner or something and enjoy Easter.
We do have some rec trips that weekend. They're going to do an Easter egg hunt on Center Sunday morning, so that's always fun, too. I might go help hide eggs this year. I'm going to see. Do you have any plans, Corey?
I do. I am going Friday, right after class, going back to White City. Going to hang out with family and friends. Going to a church service. Just hanging out. Going to take some personal days, stay for a week and a weekend. So a good 6-7 days home. It's going to be relaxing.
When was the last time you were home?
That would have to be the winter vacation.
Okay. December. So, good. This will be nice. Mm-hmm. You can compare Job Corps stories with your family.
Yeah. Man.
Good. Well, and so maybe next time around we'll have to hear how your Easter weekend went. Thank you. We have Terry with one more story from our Tongue Point Times newsletter.
Well, this gives you an idea about the thinking of the students at Tongue Point. Here's a story written by Caleb Philbin, and it's called Tragedy Not Over for Japan, Aid Still Needed. Ever since the 9.1 magnitude earthquake and consequent tsunami east of the Oshika Peninsula, the disaster has been dubbed the worst atomic disaster since Chernobyl. No mistaking it, the tsunami that struck Japan, along with the disaster that happened with the nuclear reactors, will forever influence our futures. Tens of thousands of people are now declared either dead or missing, and numerous towns and cities now left in ruins. It has been reported that many of Japan's government officials had been lying to the citizens living close to the nuclear reactor, pretending the impending meltdown is not a significant threat, although a select few are still honorable. When a Japanese mayor was questioned of his honesty, he said, "Of course I'm angry. I was ignored and then badly misled. And as a result, the people were abandoned here to die. But I was the one who told them it was safe to stay, and now I've decided that I must be the last person to leave this city. I have been in my office for a week, and I won't go until the last person has left safely. I'm afraid these efforts were too little, too late. For by the time they did take effective action, the high levels of radiation had already affected citizens living around the area."
And student government has decided that our Payline fundraiser on May 2nd will also be dedicated to Japan relief efforts. Residence 4 is also doing a change drive, so we are very conscious and aware of what they are going through and trying to do our part to help. So there you have it, the April 2011 edition of This is Job Corps, a monthly radio magazine about Job Corps in general and Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. Job Corps has been around for 45 years now, 45 years of helping young people. Nicole Rahonic, Cora Eubanks, and Jesse Day were our student reporters in the studio today. Student reporter Ellie Johnson also contributed to this program. Thank you to Terry Wilson, co-producer. We are in our 7th year of This is Job Corps. Thanks to everyone for making this show such a success. Thank you to the staff and students of Tongue Point Job Corps Center, to the local businesses and citizens for their help and support with this program. It is our hope that through this program, everyone has become aware of how very important Job Corps concept is to all of us locally and nationwide. In over 45 years, Job Corps has helped more than 3 million young men and women gain the education, training, and social skills they need to become responsible, contributing members of society. Job Corps, 3 million careers, one future at a time. Job Corps, where success lasts a lifetime. Job Corps, the bridge to success. Thank you for listening tonight. This is Job Corps can now be heard at any time by going to coastradio.org. Click the On Demand button and select the program. On behalf of Tongue Point Job Corps Center, I'm Tamara Walker for KMUN and KTCB. We will be back in May for our next edition of This is Job Corps. See you then. Good night.